Hello, I'm Chris from Opinion Research. We're not telling anything. We're interviewing voters in Ohio about important issues. Your responses will remain strictly confidential. To begin and to make sure that we have a representative sample, can you please tell me your age? Are you between 18 and 29, between 30 and 49, between 50 and 64, or are you 65 or older?
Between 30 and 49.
Thank you very much. The media in the United States generally classifies people as white Anglo, Hispanic or Latino, black, Asian, or other. What do you consider yourself?
Hispanic.
Thank you. Are you currently registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, there was an election in Ohio on November 7th, 2023. Did you vote in that election?
Yes.
Thank you. And we know it's still a long way off, but the next major election in the country will be the presidential election taking place in November of 2024. How likely would you say you are to vote in that general election? Is it very likely, somewhat likely, maybe, somewhat unlikely, or not likely at all?
Very likely.
Very likely. Thank you. And in your opinion, what is the most important problem or issue currently impacting you and your family?
Oh my gosh. There's nothing in particular. I think my focus is just taxes. They're, you know, just very high. So taxes would be number one. Yeah.
All right. Thank you. And when did you decide that you were definitely going to vote in this year's election? On election day, a few days before the election, a few weeks before the election, or months before the election?
Probably a few weeks before the election.
Thank you. And in just a few words, if you had to narrow it down to just one thing, what was the most important reason that you decided to vote in this election in Ohio?
The abortion issue.
Abortion issue. Thank you. Now, here's a summary of one of the issues on this year's ballot in Ohio. Please indicate how you voted on this issue. Issue 1, summary. Provide a state constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions, including but not limited to decisions about abortion, contraception, fertility treatment, miscarriage care, and continuing pregnancy, and allow the state to restrict abortion after fetal viability except when necessary to protect the pregnant patient's life or health. A no vote opposed amending the Ohio Constitution to provide a constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions. Based on that summary, how did you vote on issue 1? Yes for issue 1 or no for issue 1?
So since I already voted, I feel like I already gave my, you know, answer. Why are you collecting it again?
Well, we're just curious. Seeing projections about the votes. Yeah.
Okay. I am pro-choice. Absolutely. It's absolutely a decision. That's a very personal decision. That's up to a woman. So, you know, I voted yes.
Okay. Thank you. And why did you vote yes on issue 1?
I think I just told you it's a personal decision. I don't think the state should be involved with that. And, you know, that's pretty much the reason.
I don't think. I'm sorry, I'm typing your answer. Just a moment, please. That's a personal, you know, think the state should be involved, you said?
Right. Are you affiliated with the state or Ohio State or?
Well, we're not told, so we don't influence your decisions, but we are an independent research company.
Oh, independent research. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. So your answer was, I think that's a personal decision, and I don't think the state should be involved in a woman's...
Correct. It's a right. It's a personal right.
A woman's right. Okay. Thank you very much. Now, as you said, you voted yes on issue 1 in the November 7th election in Ohio. When exactly did you decide how you were going to be voting on issue 1? On election day, a few days before the election, a few weeks before the election, or months before the election?
Definitely weeks before the election.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some different ways that people might have heard about this election, the election this year. Please tell me whether you experienced these things in this election cycle. English language TV ads.
Say again, did I experience anything with it?
Yes, did you experience any English language TV ads in this election cycle?
No, no issues.
Spanish language TV ads?
You know, I don't watch TV.
Okay, that's fine.
So,
English language radio.
Ads were coming through my text, my phone. That's it.
Oh, well, actually, it's just that we want to categorize a little bit better. So we do have a list. You just tell me if you did or you didn't for each of the...
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It will be great. What about Spanish language radio ads?
No.
English language online digital apps and videos, for example, YouTube?
No.
Spanish language online digital apps and videos, for example, YouTube?
No.
Social media like TikTok, Instagram, Facebook?
No.
Phone calls or texts from volunteers?
Yes.
Someone coming to my door?
No.
Billboards and yard signs?
Yes.
Direct mail?
No. No direct mail, I don't think.
Family members or friends talking about the election?
Of course, yes.
Church, social clubs, or community groups?
No.
Thank you very much. Now, when considering an issue that specifically focuses on reproductive health or abortion access, whose opinion and perspective do you trust and respect the most, as well as believe to be the most credible? Is it friends or family, healthcare or medical professionals, faith, religious leaders or clergy, women in general, women who have experienced an abortion, men in general, men who have experienced an abortion with their wife, partner, or girlfriend, elected officials, Planned Parenthood, pro-life organizations, celebrities or social media influencers, or other?
You know, I'd have to say number one would be healthcare professionals. So they're the ones who are out there either performing or involved with the healthcare of the woman and, you know, making that decision and sort of seeing all the varieties of outcomes of that. So healthcare professional, number one. And then right behind that, it would be a woman, just the general woman population. And I think you're going to get both sides of a response from a woman who's had an abortion and a woman who has not had an abortion.
Mm-hmm. So. Thank you very much. Now, and did you remember any specific thing that you experienced, saw, or heard prior to the November 7th election in Ohio that specifically impacted how or if you voted in this election?
No.
Thank you. And did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on how you would vote on issue one?
No. No, I didn't.
Thank you. May I ask why?
It just seems like pretty clear to me, just common sense. That's it. There is no, you know, changing my mind. It just seems rational.
Okay. So you said it seems pretty clear to me. It's common sense.
Yeah.
And what else?
Yeah. It's like basic human right to make a decision on what, you know, how you want to vote, you know, either for or against. It's absolutely a woman's right. Not a state decision. I mean, it just seems like crystal clear to me.
Thank you very much. All right. Now, did you vote at any point during the campaign? Did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on whether or not you would actually vote?
No.
And may I ask why?
I love that I can vote, so I want my voice to be heard.
Thank you very much. Just a moment. See? Thank you. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Now,
great.
I'm going to read you a series of messages that were used by both sides of the Issue 1 debate in Ohio. After I read each message, please tell me if you found that particular message to be convincing or unconvincing.
Okay.
And the first one is, your daughter is young, vulnerable, online. You fear the worst. Push to change her sex or get an abortion. You have some right to help her get through this, but activists want to take all that away. Under their proposed amendment to the Ohio Constitution, the state shall not interfere with individuals getting abortions or sex changes, meaning you could be cut of the biggest decisions of your daughter's life. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Unconvincing.
And is it not very convincing or not at all?
It's not at all convincing.
Thank
it's
you.
It's not pertaining to my scenario as a mother of a daughter.
Thank you. And the next one is, government should never force a rape victim to have their attacker's child. Never. Especially when the victim of the rape is a child. But that's the law in Ohio. And that's why voting yes on issue 1 is so important. Voting yes stops the ban and gets the government out of the way. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Totally convincing. Makes perfect sense to me.
Very or just from what?
Perfectly clear. Yeah, very much.
Okay, thank you. The next one is, both Joe Biden and Donald Trump oppose partial birth abortions and late-term abortions. But if issue 1 passes in the 9th month, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of the mother. Republicans and Democrats oppose the late-term abortions allowed under issue 1. Join them by voting no on issue 1. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Unconvincing.
Not at all or not very?
Not at all.
Thank you. The next one is, legal experts say issue 1 allows for abortion even after viability for mental, emotional, and even financial reasons, not just to protect the life of the mother. Many women have been so overwhelmed that they consider having an abortion, but they were glad they ultimately chose not to have an abortion. This is why many pro-choice women are voting no on issue 1, because it goes too far. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Unconvincing.
Not at all or not very convincing?
Not at all.
Thank you. And the last one is, when we face personal medical decisions, we depend on our doctors, our faith in our family, and the last thing we want is the government, is the government making those decisions for us. That's why voting yes on issue 1 is so important. It ends Ohio's extreme abortion ban, a ban with no exceptions for rape or incest. Issue 1 even protects birth control and emergency care for miscarriages, so Ohio families will have the freedom to make the most personal of decisions. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Convincing.
Is it very convincing or just somewhat?
Very convincing.
Thank you. And which party mostly shares your personal views on the topic of abortion and reproductive rights? Is it Democrats or Republicans?
Oh, it's definitely a Democrat view, although I'm a registered Republican. I still consider myself very conservative.
Okay.
It's definitely not a Republican agenda, but that's where common sense, like I said, and being rational comes in. Yeah.
Thank you. Now, what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States that will likely determine how you vote in the 2024 election?
Like of all the issues, of any issue?
Yeah, the first one that comes into your mind.
Oh my goodness. There's so many issues that I'm really not supportive of that the government continues to support. I think gun control is a number one on the top of my mind.
So let's let's give that one. Thank you. Now, if you had to choose which of the following three issues would you say will have the single greatest impact on your vote for candidates in the November 2024 election, would you say is economic issues and inflation, abortion and reproductive freedoms, or protecting democracy in the United States?
Protecting democracy in the United States.
Thank you. And will the issue of abortion or reproductive rights play an important role for you personally in determining how you will vote in the November 2024 election?
Yeah, it will.
Thank you. And we know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for United States Senator and in Ohio were being held today, and the candidates were the incumbent Sherrod Brown as the Democratic Party nominee for U.S. Senate or the Republican Party nominee for U.S. Senate, for whom would you vote, or are you currently undecided?
I would probably still vote Republican.
Probably Republican, thank you. We know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were being held today and the candidates were Joe Biden as the Democratic Party nominee, Donald Trump as the Republican Party nominee, or a third party candidate, or are you currently undecided?
Third party candidate. I don't want either.
Do you have a party in mind?
No, I don't have a party. I'm anxiously awaiting for the right candidate because I don't think we have one at this point.
Oh, because we do have two different categories for the third party candidate. We need to add something in there. And
so let's just do independent right now because I'm sure I'm not alone. Yeah. Yeah.
Independent. Thank you. And may I ask why?
I'm not in favor of either Trump or Biden.
In favor or of either Trump or Biden. Thank you very much. Now, just a couple of more questions, and we are finished with the interview. These are just for statistical purposes. In what country were you born?
U.S.
In what country were your parents or grandparents born?
Cuba.
Cuba, thank you. And which political party do you primarily identify and agree the most with, the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or some other party?
I prefer not to answer. I just feel like they're Democratic agendas. Yep, I believe in both, but I'm very happy to be in a Republican state.
Okay, that's fine. Do you consider yourself very liberal, moderate, conservative, or very conservative?
I must be moderate.
Moderate, thank you.
Somewhere between.
Thank you. Now, what is your annual household income before taxes? Less than $25,000, between $25,000 and $50,000, between $50,000 and $75,000, between $75,000 and $100,000, or more than $100,000?
More than.
Thank you. And what is your gender?
I'm female.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So I thank you very much for your patience and your participation. We really appreciate it. And have a wonderful day.
You as well.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.